today on Rock in the Suburbs.
Indie rock, jazz, chamber pop, with touches of post-rock and bossa nova.
In the suburbs community, Jim and Patrick. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden about my favorite albums and maybe a song from 2025. I hope I make it in time. I'm always like submitting these picks way too late. Do apologize. But here we go. Let's dive in. I'll just read the number 5 to number 2 from my top 25 album list, and then we'll have a go at the number 1. Okay, so number 5, I've got The Beaches, No Hard Feelings, Canadian band, excellent. Then number 4, She Fell Down a Step, from when it came out. I held it a little bit higher than Ron Sexsmith then, but now they're have switched places, so she's number 4, Kathleen Edwards with Billionaire. And then we've got Ron Sexsmith on number 3 on the podium with Hangover Terrace. And then number 2, Nektar, the Swedish band, Om Du Behöver Mig. And then number 1, it's Natalie Bergman, My Home Is Not In This World. It's such a beautiful album. It's just exquisite. Incredible songwriting. It's a superb production and a wonderful voice. Her brother and herself produced it, and the 60s feel is just fantastic.
Hey, but
As for song of the year, I can't really say which one is the best. It could be, I think I'll go with Jocelyn by the Beaches. That's probably my top pick. And Kevin Porter came up with this idea of an album that we discovered late in the year. And for me, that's Future Clouds and Radars. It's Robert Harrison from Austin. He was the frontman of the fantastic band Cotton Mather in the 90s and 2000s. They released one of my absolute favorite albums of all times, Kon-Tiki, in I think 97 or 98. But his current project is Future Clouds and Radar, and it's called Big Weather. And the opening track is great. It's just great power pop. I think you guys will like it. We'll be right back. got another one, but this is with a slight twist to it. In 2023, there was an album called Carambolage by French artist Clio. I discovered that in 2024, so I was too late to the party in 2023. But she has now re-released the album and extended it with another three songs. So Carambolage is released in 2025 as well. How about that? And the title track is fantastic. You should listen to it. Carambolage. All right. That's me. That's all for me for 2025. And fingers crossed that we are looking at a much better year in 2026. Music-wise, I'm not sure. Every year is a fantastic year for music, of course. But let's hope on an overall stage that the world gets a little bit more sane. That'd be lovely. Okay, take care, everyone. That's all for me. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Moi, sur la nationale, filant sous les étoiles, la douceur estivale.
Moi, je roule comme un pilote, Johnny à balle dans le poste, tous les voyants clignotent. Toi, tu roules trop à gauche.
Moi, j'arrive et je te fauche.
Moi, j'arrive et je te fauche.
J'ai cogné.
Toi, tes lunettes ont volé.
Chaos sur le bas-côté.
Dans ta bagnole en morceaux, t'as comme un air de Brando. Oh, t'es terriblement beau.
J'ai des bleus et des bosses.
J'ai cassé ton carrosse.
J'ai cassé ton carrosse.
Carambolage, coup de volant. Le paysage. Le paysage est renversant. Carambolage, tout a volé. Le paysage.
Greetings from the suburbs of Louisville, Kentucky. This is Jay Ignacio with my picks for the best of 2025. There were so many great albums released this year. Rock Made a Comeback with Geese's, Getting Killed, such a big fan since 3D Country. Deftones released Private Music, which was a return to form album for me. Turnstiles, Never Enough, was hardcore music for the masses. And other great albums by bands like Marusha, Deaf Heaven, and My Local Boys, My Morning Jacket, all released some amazing albums this year. Indie pop also was big on my feed. Japanese Breakfast for Melancholy Brunettes and Sad Women was a slow burner for me. J-Sum released Belong, which brought some of the same spirit of Boy Genius, whom she toured with last year. Hayley Williams of Paramore released Ego Death, which was a pleasant surprise and a bold detour from her Paramore days. Rosalia released Lux, which was a daring, multilingual, classically informed masterpiece. And Love, which Matter of Time was one of my favorites, and especially my wife's favorite, which mixed some jazzy pop with a modern twist. And if you got to see her live, it was a treat if you're a former theater nerd like me. But my album of the year was Mesa Moniz, and her album Animaru, which is Japanese for animal. Mei is a young singer-songwriter from Brooklyn who fiercely blends various genres like indie rock, jazz, chamber pop, with touches of post-rock and bossa nova. Her soft, lilting voice effortlessly switches between Japanese and English lyrics, adding an extra layer of depth and intrigue to her music. Think of Zhao Gilberto and Ichiko Aoyabu if they started a band. But what truly makes Mei apart is her exceptional instrumentation. Her tight ensemble features string arrangements and unconventional time signatures, which complements Mei's nimble guitar stylings. This fusion of genres and musical styles breathes fresh air into the indie rock scene and makes her a standout artist to watch. My favorite track was I Can Do What I Want. As for my favorite single of the year, there were many contenders. I loved Lave's Silver Lining, Geese's Taxes, Turnstile's Birds, and the song that played most of my house was K-pop Demon Hunters Huntrix with Golden. My kids could not get enough of it. But I decided to let you in on one of my favorite singers of this moment, London-based Bangladeshi Irish R&B singer-songwriter Joy Crooks. Her voice reminds me of an Amy Winehouse with that throwback R&B sound and with hip-hop sensibilities. Her previous album, Skin, was one of my favorites of 2021, which had a Daptone-esque horn-filled R&B throwback sound. And check out Perfect Crime from her latest album, Juniper, for some R&B soulful goodness. Thank you. I hope you guys have a great 2026. Thank you, Jim and Patrick, everyone at Rockin' the Suburbs. Mabuhay.
Late night on smoke, pistols at dawn. Last time the bullet hit before my gun was drawn. You stripped my guard down, man, I can't believe. God forbid I choose my wants over my needs, but I wanna tear into another love. I wanna tear myself to crash into us. Think I was scared to take more than a touch. I'm a bad, bad loser. I'ma stay close to you. You don't
don't even know me, do you? I'm a killer, I'm a killer, I'm a killer. Bang, bang on fingers in the mirror. I won't get caught this time. Commit the perfect crime. I'm a killer, I'm a killer, I'm a killer. Bang, bang on fingers in the mirror. I won't get caught this time. Commit the perfect crime. I'm gonna mix love into sex and suffer no side effects. I pour myself into you, still keep a glass of me too. I get away with it, I get away with it. They'll be talking about me after I die.
Do 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 do